Have you gotten the call? Scam artists pretending to be the U.S. Treasury or IRS are strong-arming people into giving them money. And it's working to the tune of about $5 million so far.
WTOP's Darcy Marchese has gotten a couple of these calls herself and joins us live. Darcy, tell us about those calls you received.
Well, it was last week, and I received two calls in about an hour. It was a 213 area code. Didn't recognize it, so I didn't pick it up, as I usually don't. Let the machine get it, of course. And a gentleman on the other line said, this is Gil Martin, and he said he was calling, quote, regarding enforcement actions executed by the U.S. Treasury. He went on to say ignoring this call would be an initial second attempt to avoid an appearance before a magistrate or grand jury and be a federal offense. It then gave me a phone number to call back, and it urged me to call, saying, please call, we want to help you. And then the next day, I got another call from the IRS with about the same gist, and it really was alarming. I mean, they sound quite serious, of course, on the other end.
What did you learn from the real IRS about this?
Well, started looking into it, and the IRS is really concerned about this scam because it's really widespread. It put out what they call a consumer alert. It's wide-ranging. It was first detected right around Halloween of last year. He remembers putting out a press release about then. And I talked to Mark Hansen, who's a spokesman at the IRS. He says over 90,000 people have reported getting this type of call. 1,100 people, unfortunately, fell for it. They forked over money. They gave the personal information, and up to date, they've lost about $5 million.
So these sound pretty sophisticated. What's the IRS doing about it? What are the scammers doing?
Well, the scammers are really going to extreme lengths. They're spoofing IRS phone lines, so it might look like the phone call is actually coming from a 202 area code in the IRS. They say, and sometimes they know your name, they know parts or all of your Social Security number, so they sound pretty, you know, they know what they're talking about. They've got your number. They also give fake IRS badge numbers. Now, I also found that it's so elaborate that in one instance, or at least one, and the IRS verified this, that they said, we're the police. We are coming to arrest you. And then it followed up with an arresting police officer. They asked for their address, so that was a sign. You know, usually when they're coming to arrest you, they have your address already. But they even said, we're coming to arrest you. So it's really quite elaborate.
So what does the IRS want you to know and how you can protect yourself?
Sure. Well, the most important takeaway for them is the IRS will never demand money from you over the phone. Of course, it admits it goes after people when they owe back taxes. Of course, we know that. But it says if you do owe back taxes, you will get a notice in the mail first. It says if you don't respond, you could get a phone call, but never ever does the IRS try to strong arm you or say, hey, we need you to get this prepaid card to pay us immediately. They will never ask you for money over the phone.
So the calls are being investigated, Darcy?
Yeah, they are. And so if you get one of these phone calls, you shouldn't just ignore it. You could call local law enforcement. You can also call the IRS. They are investigating it. They've got a special investigative unit looking into it. Also, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration also investigating it. So we've got all the information on our website to tell you exactly how to report it. It makes it easy. There's a phone number if you want to do it that way. There's a link and a website. So if you go to WTOP.com, search IRS, you can hear one of the spoof spam phone calls that I received, and you can also get all the information on how to report this.
All right, lots of good stuff there. Thanks so much, Darcy.
You bet.
WTOP's Darcy Marchese.